But this is a Muser's Christmas tradition. Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline, all the way from his headquarters and home, the North Pole, it's Santa Claus. Good morning, Santa.
Hola. No, no habla inglés.
What?
Hello?
Yes, yeah. Santa.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were another bill collector.
Oh.
Hello, Musers.
Hi, Santa.
Hello, Jody. Good to talk to you.
It's George, actually.
Merry what Christmas.
Don't say what else.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you and to all the children of the world who are Christians.
We appreciate this time because we know this is the busiest time of year for you.
It absolutely is, Junior. It's a tough time for your old Santa Claus. Ain't what it used to be. You know, you get up in years and it gets harder to deliver all those presents to the families who can afford to buy them.
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah, but you're still able to make all the toys and it's a joyous time and everyone's having a great time at the North Pole, right?
You know, it reminds me of this the letter I got recently from Timmy and Ben Brook. I think I have it here. Hold on a second. He asked me, Dear Santa, are elves real? Yes, Timmy. Toy-making elves are real. They're called Chinese. Thanks for your letter, Timmy.
What? What are you talking about?
Come on, George. You know where the toys come from.
Yeah, your workshop.
No, China, then the Galleria, then your home.
By the way, I saw you at the Galleria yesterday. I wanted to say hi, but I knew we were having you on the show today, so I didn't say anything to you.
Yeah, I had to take that gig directing traffic. Make a little extra money, you know.
That's okay.
Yeah. You know, I haven't got around to opening this year's mail from all the kids, but I encourage kids to please send letters to Santa. Get those letters in the mail soon, or your parents aren't going to know what to fake is from me. And I don't do email. A lot of kids are trying to send me email, and I tried it, and it just went terribly wrong.
Not that hard.
Oh, I got hacked, and they found some CP on my hard drive.
What?
Jeez, Santa. What in the world?
Computer problems.
Sort
of computer problem. Yeah.
Okay.
So get those real snail mail. That's what I prefer.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Did you get my letter? I mailed you a letter.
Jody, no, I didn't. Once again, the mail stacked up. I haven't got around to it. I've opened one letter from some kid in Benbrook.
Yeah.
That's it.
Tim, I think you just read that earlier.
That's right. How did you know that? That's right.
Yeah, you just read that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe you'll get to mine eventually.
But isn't it time for Christmas cheer?
Yes.
Boy, I sure could use some.
Hmm.
It's been a tough year for old Santa Claus.
Oh, no. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, just, you know, one thing after another.
Well, like what?
Well, I stopped responding to my medication, so my immune system is pretty racked right now.
What do you mean?
Jeez.
Medication.
I don't know. Somehow the medicine works for magic, but it doesn't work for me.
Oh, what the heck?
So I've been real concerned with that, which is kind of good. Takes my mind off of lung cancer anyway.
Oh, Santa. This is...
Kids, don't smoke a pipe. Just warning you now.
Yeah, that's a...
Just right up front. Don't smoke a pipe.
Bad example you've been setting.
So I've been battling those and some other less savory medical matters that we don't have to get into. But
okay.
Well, good. Let's not get into them.
My enlargement procedure went gangrene on me.
Enlargement?
Yeah, it was botched from the beginning. You know, I had it done in Brazil to save money, and the doctor didn't understand English very well, and, you know, I just wanted to add girth, not length. And
mm-hmm.
So he gave me something that kind of looks like a rope of thinly rolled pizza dough, and it's worthless.
Well, it serves you right. You don't need to be messing with that.
I can use it to save a person who's fallen into a ditch, but not to love a man or woman. My choosing.
Jeez. I thought
but
you were...
Everything's good because Christmas is coming.
Yeah.
And I bet all you got, you two and all the kids in the world are wondering how Mrs. Claus is doing.
Yes.
I'm sure she's doing fine.
I hear she's doing well.
What do you mean you hear?
Well, we're separated and... It's a tough deal. We don't talk much anymore.
No.
When we do, it's about signing this paper or that paper or division of property or something.
But, oh, sorry to hear that, Santa.
But I hear he's making her happy now. She's always had a thing for NBA players. So
Who is this guy?
Let's just say she owns a few Dwight Howard jerseys now.
This is so depressing.
But hey, we can talk Rudolph if you want to.
Sure. Yeah, how's Rudolph doing?
You know what? His headstone came in, and it looks beautiful.
What?
It just looked beautiful. Yeah, Rudolph is buried in the back now.
Oh, man.
Or what's left of him. It was a pretty thin winter for meat up here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
What do you mean you do what you got to do?
I'm talking deer sausage.
Oh, my gosh, Santa.
Turkey. Stuff that you can live on. You want Santa to live or Rudolph to live? Come on, you got to choose.
Yeah, I guess we'll take Santa. I hope you at least put the red nose on the mantle.
No, that was actually consumed with some fava beans and a bottle of Chianti. Hey, but there is good news, kids.
What's that?
Santa's been making out his living will. So finally getting that done.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to be on any machine, do you?
No, no.
Yeah,
good idea.
That's what I say. Kick the plug out and give me a Viking funeral.
Santa?
Oh, sorry about that. Oh, my goodness. I coughed so hard, a little came out into my pants here. I got to get going and get this cleaned up.
Okay. Hang in there.
But Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you and all the children of the world, and to all a good night.
Good morning.
Good night.
Good night. Now it's Smith and Wesson time.
What?
Santa?
Every year.
Boy, I hope Christmas isn't in danger now.
It won't be. We hear that ridiculous ending every flipping year.